Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The wait is finally over for restaurant owners in New Jersey. Starting on Friday, they'll be allowed to have diners inside at a limited capacity. Governor Murphy made the announcement today. Our WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is covering this for us. So, Peter, what are the details?
Let's start with capacity. It is going to be kept 25%. You can have no more than 8 people at a table. You can sit at a bar if you're being served food, but no more than 4 people there. And as we've heard with other things in outdoor dining, tables have to be separated by 6 feet. If you're walking around, you need to wear a mask. Among other things the governor talked about, he wants to see the windows open, and he would like to see restaurants with HEPA filters. If there's an air conditioner that draws air from outside, he wants it set to the maximum level to bring the outdoor air inside.
So, Peter, what took so long? New Jersey is the last state in the country to allow indoor dining.
This was supposed to happen for the 4th of July weekend. It didn't. Murphy says that he saw spikes in other states, and that caused him to pull the plug, and he says he feels awful about it. Restaurant owners, they're not sure what's going on. Some of them say they look at the numbers and really nothing has changed. The numbers in New Jersey have been good for a while. But Murphy contends he was waiting for those low levels to be sustained. We have that now. Restaurants can open indoors on Friday.
And movie theaters and indoor performance spaces also are getting the green light for Friday. So what will their restrictions be?
Similar to restaurants, 25% or 150 people inside, whichever number is lower. If there are multiple movie theaters in a multiplex, each will have to abide by those same restrictions. If people are buying tickets together, they can sit together. Otherwise, they need to be 6 feet apart. Masks are required unless you've got popcorn or a snack or a drink. And in terms of other indoor gatherings, that number, religious or otherwise, has also been bumped up to 150.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.